There is a map of the world on our son's bedroom wall. The map hangs on corkboard. Micheál and his big brother Cathal have placed drawing pins in all the places where our family lives. Micheál measures out the distance with the inchworm of his little finger from Dublin to his cousins in Boston. He asks if they make communion in Boston. Yes, I tell him, most Americans make communion. I watch him trace his finger around the map of the world. He departs the Americas and arrives in Oceania. He asks about Cousin Lucy and if they make communions in New Zealand. I say yes. Many Kiwis make communion, and the Maori people also have coming-of-age ceremonies for their girls and boys. Micheál glances at me and gives me that impish smile as his finger crosses the Pacific Ocean and he lands on Japan. And how about Cousin Stacy and people in Tokyo? Yes, she made her communion in Kilkenny, but no, not many people make their communion in Japan. The Buddhist kids have their own ceremonies. His finger moves on to Singapore. Micheál likes this game. And what about Uncle Louis? Yes, some Singaporeans make their first communion too. His finger now dashes across the Indian Ocean. How about Buddy and Angela in the Seychelles? Yes, Granny and Grandad go to Seychelles Walk First Communions too. Back to Europe, he moves next to London. And Cousin Olivia in England? Yes, English people make their communion too. His finger homes in on Dublin. I tell him there are over 1 billion Catholics all over the world, and they all make communion. Micheál says, that's cool, and goes off to find his brother Cathal. I stand alone and gaze at the map. My son will soon make his first Holy Communion, and he has found his place in the world. He is about to become a part of one big global community.